Good evening. We are nearing the end of the Zman, which means that in a week's time we go off for 3 weeks vacation before we pick up again in the beginning of the month of Elul. In life, it's important to know how to take advantage of vacations. It's important to take breaks, and it's important to know how to utilize the time we take a break. A break could be over a weekend, a break can be over a week or 3 weeks, so long as we're coming back to yeshiva, so it's a break. If you're going off, so then that's a different class. When we speak about taking a break in our learning, so it's an important part of our learning. A person needs time to absorb what they've learned, a person needs time to breathe. It says in the Rambam that sometimes during one's learning, they have to walk around and see nice shapes, see nice trees, see beautiful things, so that you let your mind rest and then you can come back to your learning. So hopefully we've had a productive and useful Zman where we've grown, and we need a break, and it's very important. It says in the laws of Mincha in the afternoon that although the halacha recommends one gets to sleep at night and not take naps during the day, nonetheless, one might find that during their learning, they need a break. And so it says, you might need a nap. So even though it's not recommended halachically, take the nap, because you have to work with what you need. And the Shulchan Aruch uses the wording, don't go crazy from your learning. A person can learn and drive themselves crazy from learning. There was a yeshiva where there were three people competing with one another as to how they would stay up late and learn. One would keep plowing away at coffee. The other one had a frying pan in the base medrash. Every time he tried dozing off, he'd bang his head with the frying pan. And the third one had buckets of cold water, and at night he'd keep his feet in the freezing cold water as he was learning. And I can tell you that I know two of the three, and they didn't come out normal. They know all of Shas, but they're not normal. So there is such a thing as you can lose it over your learning. A person should try to learn, but a person has to retain.
Are those real methods of keeping themselves awake?
I knew them afterwards. I knew them after the story. Oh. I heard the story. I knew them afterwards. At any rate,
which of them is the one?
I know two. I don't know the third.
Obviously, the guy with the burning hot frying pan.
Aren't people aware that when they get too into things that they become extreme and like lose themselves sort of?
Sometimes you feel like you have to put everything you got into it, and even then a person has to know that it says in Shulchan Aruch, don't go crazy from your learning. So we do need breaks. We in order to grow, we need that time. Now, utilizing a break productively is ensuring that a break doesn't look like this. You were flying and now it's right. That's not the right. That's not what a break should be. A break should be that now you're going to go on autopilot. Now it's just going to cruise. You're not hitting the gas. You're cruising along. So that means you're not working hard to advance. You're getting good sleep. You're enjoying yourself. You're going out with friends. And you're not destroying the things you've built. In these 3 weeks, sometimes people have everything they've accomplished unravel. Suddenly they go back to their old girlfriend or their old friends. Lolit barek. No. Don't fall apart. Take a break. And there's a difference. So a person has to decide, what are the things that I've accomplished this month? It's very important that you take a tally of yourself. What have I accomplished here? And what do I want to hold on to? And if I want to hold on to it, I shouldn't let go. One person once told me that when they come to their parents' house, everyone's watching TV. It's very hard to be with the family and not see TV. It's very hard. The television is running, so how are they not going to do it? So for that person, it could be that they should tell themselves, the time I'm at home, I'm going to see television. But I'm going to also give myself times where I'm not at home. I'm going to make sure to go to shul 3 times a day. I'm going to make sure to have a chavruta to learn. I'm going to make sure to try to be out and have trips. Meaning it could be they have a certain challenge at home that they're not holding where they can overcome it right now. Fine. So you tell yourself, when I'm at home, I realize that's going to be an issue, but I still have to try and find ways to overcome it. Person might tell himself,
There's no way to overcome it once you go home.
So, firstly, if possible, person should try to be with friends.
You gotta see family.
Right. So, secondly, you can't beat yourself up. Sometimes there are things which you say, I don't have my own home right now. There are certain areas I can't conquer right now. You can't conquer the world. I saw now, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, I joined this thing called WhatsApp. You probably all heard about it. And when I joined WhatsApp, so all your contacts suddenly show up automatically on WhatsApp. So there's a guy who I haven't spoken to in 20 years. Maybe not 20, more like maybe 13, 14. And I still have his number, my phone. And his number hasn't changed. And suddenly I see a picture of him. And I remember him as a teenager. I remember when he was 16. And now 13 years have passed. He's 29. And I could still see the resemblance to the young man I knew at 16. But what struck me was that 14, 15 years ago, he asked me when he goes home to his parents for Pesach. His parents don't keep Pesach. They don't keep kosher. Can he use their dishes? So I said, yes. And he said, but it's Pesach. I said, right. It's your first year keeping Pesach. And you don't have any source of income. And this year, it's not a battle you should fight. Use your parents' dishes. So he came back to me with all kinds of arguments. And I said, I don't think now's the time to make that battle. If you could keep kosher and you could eat matzah and you won't eat bread and you'll keep your Pesach, don't fight the battle of dishes right now. You're not making any money. Your parents, his father, used to play music at the Tachana Merkazit. So you can imagine he didn't have the greatest living. And the guy kept arguing, no. Okay. So he fought his battle that he has to. And today he doesn't. His Facebook, his WhatsApp picture isn't with a yarmulke. 13 years ago, he was fighting to conquer everything that year. In life, we grow over time. You can't conquer every battle right away. You pick your battles, and you realize that if you continue growing, then in time, you're going to get to the right place. But if you try to bite off too much too quickly, so then very often, you won't get something that you could hold on to long term. So technically, halakhically, was he right? Yes. Practically, was he right? No. In my humble opinion, he was trying to accomplish too much too quickly. So if a person knows that when they go home, there are certain challenges they're not going to win, so then the key is not to beat yourself up over it. Don't let it knock the wind out of your sails. You tell yourself, I'm continuing to grow. I know this is an area. Down the road, I'll have to work on it. Right now, I'm not working on it. It's beyond my strength. It's beyond my capacity. Fine. And that's legitimate. You know, you can't do everything overnight. The key here is that when you don't do it, you shouldn't tell yourself, oh, I'm a terrible person. No, tell yourself, I'm a good person who's doing good things and I'm not yet holding where I can do that. That's fine. It's terrible. It's the Yetzer Hara talking when a person tells himself, you see, I'm not worth anything. You see, I can't do that. Okay, so you can't do that. Now this crosses, every person has their area that they're supposed to grow in, and then things that are beyond their area of growth that they shouldn't grow in yet, that they'll evolve into. And if you try to jump too fast, too far, then you're destroying yourself. The key is to grow gradually, but to hold on to our growth. That means we'll fluctuate, but let's keep fluctuating upwards. But if a person does this, if his growth chart is this, he's not doing a good job. Our growth chart has to be like this. There's going to be fluctuations. We'll let them be in a small range, our ups and our downs. It shouldn't be this all over the place. You know, 2 days he wakes up a vegan, 2 days he doesn't daven at all. 2 days he wakes up a vegan, 2 days he doesn't daven at all. 2 days his Shemoneh Esrei takes him 2 hours, 2 days he doesn't daven at all. That's not good. So hold on to a consistent 15-minute davening. Hold on to a consistent. Go in davening at 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. But hold on to it. And then work your way into growth. A person doesn't have to rush into davening 3 times a day. But they should rush into davening every day, even if you're davening short. They should say, I'll put on tefillin every day, I'll say Shema every day. You could put on tefillin, say Shema, and be done in 4 minutes. Put them on, Shema Yisrael Hashem Ken Hashem Echad, take them off. Okay, that's where I'm holding right now.
You don't say the whole Shema?
If you can say the whole Shema, you'll say the whole Shema. If you can say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, you'll say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. We're always trying to grow, but we're trying to grow where we can get to. To say, I can't put on tefillin today, so I'm not putting on tefillin, is worse. Say, okay, so today I'm putting on tefillin and just saying Shema. When I'm up to it, I'm going to say a full davening. When I'm up to it, I'll daven with the minyan. Well, let's have a minimum. The minimum should be I'm putting on tefillin and saying Shema. I'm doing two mitzvot d'oraita, and I shouldn't lose that minimum. I'm not saying the minimum should be you wear tzitzis or a talis. No. You can live your whole life without wearing tzitzis. That's fine. When you wear it, you get a mitzvah. When you don't, you don't. Fine. But tefillin you should put on every day, right? So when we go into the break, if we know there are areas that we can't stand up there outside yeshiva, so go with it and try to find out where's the balance. One guy says in yeshiva I could get up for minyan, but you know what, during the break no one's going to wake me, I'm going to have a hard time getting up for minyan. Okay, so try to make it your business to daven one tefillah a day in minyan. You can't do shachris, do mincha, try to get one tefillah a day with minyan. Trying to make sure you put on tefillin. You should put on every day. A day shouldn't go by without putting on tefillin and reading Shema. We can set our minimums, but let's set them and let's hold on to them. I recommend you try to learn every day. Even if what you're learning is two psukim in the parasha, even if what you're learning is one halach and kitzur, but learn every day. And I think it's a good idea to take things that you enjoy. Develop areas in your Judaism that you don't have time to develop during the year. If it's reading history books, if it's reading biographies, there are a lot of books that you never get a chance to do. So take the time during the break to enjoy that. Find things that you enjoy and read. The break is really only 3 weeks. It's not such a long break. But it's a great time to develop friendships, to go on trips with the guys you learned with all year long. Those who develop friendships take with them from the machon a strength for life. You know what they say, when you go to Harvard, it's not only the information you know, it's the people you meet. When you go to certain places, by having contacts, you grow because of your contacts. Right now, one guy wanted to put together a special class. So because of the contacts he has, within 10 minutes, he had a group of friends who said, yeah, let's do it. He has a class. Because he held on to his friends. Those guys who can develop the friendships here at the Machon so that during the break you're taking trips together, develop real friendships, then you're developing friendships that should hopefully go with you for life. And it's important to take trips. Do it safely, but go on trips. Go see the land. Enjoy. I think, if possible, you should go to different places in Israel for Shabbat. Try to go around. There are all kinds of websites that will help you get set up in different places. Make sure you're going to an Orthodox kosher place, but you could see families all over the country. Make new friends. Meet new people. So, in a nutshell, let's take a break, rest, and at the same time, try to hold on to what's important in our growth. Let's be at peace with the things that we're not going to be able to hold on to over the break. We shouldn't let that throw a monkey wrench into all of our growth. We could be at peace with it and continue our growth, Be'ezrat Hashem, when we get back in 3 weeks. It's not such a long break. Make sure you have food. God made us so that we need to eat. So I don't know what goes on in the Machon, but plan your time accordingly. In ancient times, people used to work during Bein Hazmanim. They'd make money for the whole year. That was one of the ideas why they had this break, so that people could get jobs. You might want to do that. Might help you down the road. I'm a big believer, I don't know if it's possible for every person, but if possible, to try to work in an area that you're considering going into yourself, so that you start making the contacts and laying the groundwork and exploring a field in Israel that you'd like to go to in the future. And those who do not need the money, so I've suggested that they volunteer, that they work for free in a field that they want to go into. And you can make tremendous contacts that way by being in places where people are working at what you're considering going into down the road. There was a guy who did that, and he learned how to be an av bayit, to be the fix-it man for yeshiva, and that was his job. He began by apprenticing by someone. Another guy went into gardening. We had more than one student who began during the break working as a gardener for free, and then they learned it, and then they ultimately went into that field, into gardening here in Israel. Different students have developed different skills and trades by taking advantage of the time during the break to learn a field. So it's a good time to explore that as well. If it's possible, then it might not be a bad idea to try and visit a rabbi or two during the break. meaning you call up a rabbi you're close to or want to get close to, and you ask if there's a convenient time for you to come by. Don't do what some students do, which is they call up, "Hi, I'm in your neighborhood." I've had students call and I wasn't there. I felt terrible. They came all the way. They didn't tell me in advance. I wasn't there. What can I do? You know, I'm here. Okay. What can I say? I'm sorry. I'm not. You know, so it's if you want to make it work, it's a good idea to coordinate it. Previous years we had shiurim set up at the Machon. In the last few years, the guys each went their own way. If you guys want classes, so coordinate it. See if you have a group, and it's doable. The rabbis have come in every day. There were years where we had a class here every morning and every evening. But there has to be a group that's interested in a class every morning and evening. But it is doable. It's been done. There were plenty of years where we had classes here every day, morning and evening. And if it's relevant, then I'm sure we can get a sponsor to sponsor a nice breakfast with the morning class or a dinner with the evening class. But there has to be a group that's going to be here. Dove.